We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our next guest. He is our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joins us on the show today. Vern, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We were just talking about this, and I'm curious to get your opinion. I was thinking about this because Deion has been in the news with some health issues, and yesterday I watched his documentary on 30 for 30. Why do you think that we don't talk about Deion the same way that we talk about Bo? Like, people talk about Bo like a mythological, Herculean, athletic creature, and he was. Deion won All-Pro and hit 300 in the same season. I don't feel like it gets discussed in the same way that Bo Jackson's athletic feats do.
No, and, I mean, the reason is, you know, I mean, the reason is because Deion talks about it, and, you know, a lot of people in this country don't want to hear a guy that looks like Deion Sanders going on about how great he is, right? Bo Jackson's very reserved, not one to pat himself on the back. I think that's a reflection of this country and, you know, certain people that we want to be quiet.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. Vern, I know that you have seen a lot of Royals games in your life. Some you remember very vividly, some you don't. I know you remember yesterday when you watched the last start of Rich Hill's major league career. Like, he has to be done. He's not playing anymore. He just got DFA'd. I don't think he's coming up with another team. How are you going to remember Rich Hill's last start?
I don't know if it's his last start. Listen.
There's no way he might be back.
Why not? Have you ever heard of Thomas Hatch?
He's 45 with a 5 ERA. He just got DFA'd after two starts. Why would he be back?
Well, I mean, that ERA, that's, you know, one bad start. He had one good start because you don't know who Thomas Hatch is, and nobody can name anybody that's pitching for this organization down in AAA. Now, we'll see what they do going into the deadline, but Bubich is done. Reagans is out until, you know, September. You know, Michael Lorenzen's banged up for at least another week and a half, and you have to play these games. You can't forfeit, so you need to throw a starting pitcher out there. If Rich Hill isn't claimed, which I don't think is out of the question. I
mean, you think somebody would claim Rich Hill?
Yeah, it's not like he has a contract of any note, but just look across the diamond tonight. The guy that's starting for the Atlanta Braves gave up 6 runs last Tuesday to the Rockies, was DFA'd by the Cardinals on Wednesday, acquired by the Braves on Sunday, and now starting here against the Kansas City Royals. And then they just added like 38-year-old Carlos Carrasco, who the Yankees said, okay, we're done with you. I mean, pitching's, you know, for as much as we want to whine about how banged up this Royals rotation is, man, look at the Astros, look at the Braves. There are plenty of teams around Major League Baseball that have twice as many starting pitchers on the IL as the Royals do. So, no, listen, if he's still doing it at 45, there's no reason to believe he can't finish out what he started. So maybe he ends up back in Omaha. And if he does, I wouldn't be surprised to see him back in Kansas City, maybe making a start down the stretch.
So you're telling me that there's going to be a no-hitter tonight at Kauffman Stadium? Because everything that you just described with the Braves pitcher today, he's dealing later tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is a guy that 2 years ago was a big, not a big money, but a nice signing for the Chicago White Sox. I think they gave him $15 million. The Cardinals acquired him last year, and instead of letting him get through waivers, the Braves said, we'll pick up the tab. So, yeah. I mean, you know your Royals. That certainly is shaping up for an ugly one tonight, but it's a billion degrees, so there will be runs scored. Hopefully not all. And you have Seth Lugo on the hill, so even if the Royals are no hit by Eric Fetty, that's only going to last five innings. They can get to this Atlanta bullpen.
Right now, we're talking to Josh Vernier. I led the show with this yesterday. I don't have any problem with them keeping Seth Lugo. I wanted them to trade Seth Lugo because I didn't think he was going to be on the team next year. But if you are going to ensure that he is on the team for next year, I don't have any problem with that. But what I kind of caveated with is, you know, this organization, it's not like football. It's not like they can draft a corner-hitting outfielder and he's going to instantly be able to help them next year. The Royals, it's obvious what they need this offseason. Trading Seth Lugo, to me, was an avenue to potentially get one of those kind of things. So now, either the Royals potentially have to trade another starting pitcher, or the Royals have to be committed to spending money this offseason to go try to add a bat or two to their lineup. What do you make of the Seth Lugo signing? What does that mean to you that they are bringing him back for next year?
To me, it's a reflection that John Sherman doesn't play around. You know, the boss means business, certainly more business than the previous boss meant, because, I thought they were going to trade Seth Lugo, because you had to trade Seth Lugo because he was going to hit the offseason, become a free agent, and you were not going to sign Seth Lugo to a long-term deal. I thought, you know, he would get 3 years, at least $60 million. So Seth Lugo had to leave some money on the table to make this happen. He did. And John Sherman had to throw some, you know, it's a fair deal, right? It's a good deal for the Royals and for Seth Lugo. But if you don't sign him to that deal, you have to trade him. And in trading him, you're waving the white flag on the season. Telling your fans, telling everybody inside that clubhouse, it's not in the cards this season. Now, maybe the Chris Bubich injury forced your hand, but those conversations had been going on long enough that maybe Bubich's injury helped push you past the, helped guarantee that $17 million or the $20 million, the threshold that Seth Lugo can hit there in the third season. Maybe that was, again, push forward because of the Chris Bubich injury. But once Bubich went down, things didn't necessarily change in that it was still sign Lugo or trade Lugo. But when you lost Bubich, the idea of trading Lugo meant more Rich Hill, more Thomas Hatch, Dallas Keuchel joining the rotation, you know, bringing back who knows to finish out this stretch. So, yeah, it's all positive with the Seth Lugo deal. There's really no downside to it. As far as how are they going to acquire the bat that they need for 2026, again, John Sherman needs to go out there and spend money. Now, maybe you trade Chris Bubich this offseason, but is that going to give you a guy that you can plug into the corner outfield spot that you know he's going to deliver? No, that guy to me can only be acquired via free agency. That guy's going to cost a pretty penny. And, John Sherman's paid Michael Wacha, he's paying Seth Lugo, he's paid Bobby Witt Jr., he paid Hunter Dozier to leave, he paid Hunter Renfroe to get the hell out of here. It's a new day with John Sherman at the helm, so yeah, expect him to continue to throw money around this offseason, because if they expect to win, they're going to need some help offensively. And sure, you can expect an improvement from Jack Caglione. You can bank on Michael Garcia going into the season, but no doubt they're going to need some outside help. I'm expecting them to spend money.
Are you surprised that they're not going to be players then around the trade deadline? Now, obviously, they're not going to be sellers. I think they've made that very clear that they're not going to be sellers. I mean, they've decided to keep Lugo, and anybody else that they possibly could sell is injured right now. So I don't know if they were going to do that. But, I mean, if you're also kind of thinking ahead and being forward-thinking about preparing yourself for 2026, one of the ways to do that would be make a trade. You get somebody into the fold. He plays the final 60 games for you, and then you have him ready for 2026. If the Royals are already in some ways making the shift towards next season, are you surprised that it doesn't appear that they're going to make a move to try to be ready for 2026 by adding someone to the roster?
Well, I think they could. What do they have to give up? You know, even Seth Lugo, if they would have traded Seth Lugo, you're not going to get an all-star in return. Hopefully we're going to get an outfield bat that could compete at the big league level, right? Even if the dream scenario and you were able to acquire one of those top prospects from the Cubs system, guys that are having really good seasons down in AAA. Okay, but that's AAA. Jack Caglione had a really nice season in AAA. MJ Melendez put up really nice numbers. Drew Waters put up nice numbers at AAA. So even if you did move Seth Lugo, I don't think that solves your issues for 2026. And when I look at this team, and of course, no, they're not going to be sellers. And again, trading Seth Lugo wouldn't have made them sellers. That was the only thing you could do was trade him or extend him, and they spent the money, and he gave up some money, and they got that done. But what do you have to sell? Well, it needs to be something that's performing at a high level. You know, Michael Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino, that would be considered selling. But trading a reliever, you know, Carlos Estevez, Angel Zerpa, John Schreiber, you know, I wouldn't consider that selling, and I also wouldn't look at those guys as if they're going to bring something of note that will make a guaranteed impact on 2026. I just don't see what this team has to move. And outside of prospects, you know, if you're talking about moving a prospect this season, I don't think this team's earned that here in 2025. Therefore, I'll take it to the offseason. And if I'm going to move a prospect, I want to open up the bidding to all 29 teams.
Vern, I'm asking you this as a casual fan, so maybe don't laugh at me for this. What happened to the Braves? I feel like just a couple of years ago, like, weren't they in the World Series? Weren't they good? Now they're 45 and 60. What happened to the Braves?
Pitching. Yeah. Again, like I mentioned, more, you know, for as much as you want to whine about how many injuries I've hit this Royals rotation, twice as many have hit the Atlanta rotation. So, you know, we saw Spencer Strider back out there yesterday, but Chris Sale's on the IL, Spencer Schwellenbach's on the IL. They just put Grant Holmes on the IL and a bunch of other pitchers that most people probably don't know. So they're just banged up on the mound.
Another possible casual question. Tomorrow, if the Braves say we want to trade you Acuna straight up for Bobby Witt Jr., who says no?
The Royals. Quick, shortstop.
Quick, yeah. Or are they thinking
quick,
about it?
Quick. No, quick. Quick. Shortstop, more valuable than right field. And, yeah, I would say that's the main reason.
Okay, I'm just saying. I mean, Acuna did win MVP back in 2023.
He's a stud.
A healthy version of Acuna might be the third best player in baseball. I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah, and Bobby might be number one. Again, I value catchers, shortstops, and center fielders. And listen, Ronald Acuna can do everything. He's got the arm, maybe the best arm in the right field in all the big leagues.
That throw he made a couple of nights ago was incredible.
Yeah, no, he is. I love him. I mean, he was the focus of the postgame show last night as people were booing him for all of his antics as he goes around the bases. I love everything about Ronald Acuna, and so does the next generation. I mean, if you have kids in Little League, my nephews are, you go to these games, they want to be Ronald Acuna. They want to wear the same stuff that he does. Same with Fernando Tatis. So, you know, boo him all you want. That's exactly what he wants from Royals fans. But if you were in the building last night, the show that he and Michael put on, as the cousins went back and forth, man, that was worth the price of admission. I can't wait to watch the two of them. Honestly, just play like little kids out there. It's like they're in the backyard in Venezuela. Michael's back at third tonight. Acuna in right field. And I'm sure, as they are, just outstanding entertainers to go along with great ball players. I can't wait to see what show they put on tonight.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this last question. It would appear to me that we are heading towards a lockout in baseball. I know we have some time, but the Bryce Harper story where he is going back and forth with the commissioner, you know, every time there is a possible work stoppage, it is obvious what the owners want. Like in the NFL, the owners wanted a 17th game. They got the 17th game. They got extra playoff teams to increase that revenue. I think it is very obvious that the owners are going to be stressing and really pushing for a salary cap with the players. And if you are the last American sport that operates without a salary cap, the players are going to have a problem with that. Do you kind of see it that way, that looking at the salary cap, that's going to be the big thing? And where we talked about on the show, if I'm the players, I think you're playing the risk of, I think fans want a salary cap. So I think the message that the players are going to have, hey, let us earn free market, all of that stuff, it certainly sounds good, but I think the fans are going to push back and say, no, we think this is the best interest of the game. And I think eventually the players are going to have to cave. And I do think we're heading toward a salary cap in baseball. I know we're a year and a half potentially removed from it, but with the big story, what do you make of this labor negotiation between the players and the owners?
Yeah, well, baseball's union's the last that hasn't been broken. So, you know, say whatever you want about the NFL and the NBA and the NHL, all of those unions ultimately bent the knee. And baseball's union is yet to do that, right? They missed a World Series back in 1994. They've been slowly fumbling the bag ever since. No, I agree with you. Yeah, people will say we want a salary cap, but fans always turn against the players. They, for some reason, always side with ownership. No, you don't need a salary cap. And you know, for as much as you think it might fix the game, you know, look at what's happening with the NFL, man. The you know, with that whole players union issue, it's a dirty game. You know, the owners are going to try to say, hey, let's work together to grow the game, and you know, we got to be more of a partnership. We can't be at odds like we are every single CBA. Owners say all the right things, but then once you make that agreement, they just start ripping you off left and right. So I think you got it pinned for the most part of how it's going to go. There will be a lockout or a strike, and you know, depending on how strong-willed the players are, and you know, as I say that, again, another reflection of just how much the union has screwed the pooch of late. You know, the average salary of a big leaguer right now is the minimum. You know, it's the haves and the have-nots right now. So, you know, once you get to that lockout, once you get to that strike, the have-nots are the ones that are truly showing some courage. We'll see how long they can last.
I feel like the big fight for the players then, if they're going to have to agree to a salary cap, then then there has to be a salary floor. Like, if you are telling us that you only are willing to spend X amount at the top, that makes sense.
But I'll still go for that if I'm an owner.
Yeah.
Anything for a cap.
But yeah, but I'm also saying is like the NFL, yes, you can only spend a certain amount, but you're not able to do what the Marlins are doing or what the A's are doing. That would help the have-nots too, that there's 3 to 5 teams in Major League Baseball that just are not committed to spending money in any way. I think that would also stimulate free agency, and it would help more guys get paid if you just didn't have those organizations that are just simply sitting on their hands and just pocketing money left and right.
Yeah, I mean, aren't there NFL teams that are putting garbage on the field? The Cleveland Browns are going to suck, right? They seem to be looking ahead towards the future. So I don't think a salary cap fixes any of that, right? Tanking in the NBA happens every single season. A salary cap isn't the fix for Major League Baseball we want it to be. Baseball is what it is, and it's, you know, 162 games in 2000. I hate to always do this, but 162 anything in 2025 is ridiculous.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, man, you know what? I'm looking forward to Odyssey Day at the K. We'll see you in a couple hours.
Oh, all right. I didn't know that was tonight. Great. See you out here.
That's crazy. You're our Odyssey Day at the K ambassador. What are you talking about?
I had no idea. I'm not doing anything. Nobody in. Yeah, I'm not.
You're not throwing out the first pitch. You're not doing the hot dog derby. You're not doing nothing.
No, I don't. Not that I know of. I certainly don't want to, but no one's told me I am.
You know what? I'm going to work with somebody. I'm going
to
have
you play. No, I don't want to. I don't want to do any of that stuff.
You know that one game where you got to run down and then get the base and then run back to the other side? I'm going to make sure that's you tonight.
Never. I'll quit before I do that.
Thanks, Vern.
Later, buddy.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.